When I did my talk at the women's conference, one of the things that I brought up was the story of Hagar and Sarah, and the Lord keeps bringing me back to that. And I know there's so much more in that story than even that I'm grasping at this point. But one of the things that I really, after the women's conference, the enemy's attacks, which we all know it's gonna happen. We just knew that was, and not the Lord. The enemy kept telling me the comparison. You know, you're not good enough. It was unbelievable. So I really prayed and I said, God, I said, I just need something to hold on. So one of the things that I felt like that I know the Lord showed me was when Hagar ran from Sarah, because Sarah was persecuting her because she was pregnant and Sarah couldn't get pregnant. The first time that the Lord shows up in that scene, he didn't show up to Sarah. He showed up to Hagar, which is a person that she felt like the Lord had abandoned her. Like it wasn't her God. That wasn't who, she was Egyptian, so it wasn't her God. So it really showed me that even though we feel that we are not where we should be, or we weren't born into the right family, or we weren't given these opportunities, we have a tendency to compare ourselves. And in doing so, what we do is we really offend God. And that's really what I feel like he showed me, was every time that you feel like you're not, you don't measure up, that what you're doing is you're telling me that I didn't know what I was doing when I created you. So I really felt like that was something that the Lord really chastised me about. And then I found this, and it says, what is comparison? Comparison is a form of manifestation of insecurity. It comes from lack of identity, lack of purpose, lack of confidence in who you are and the life we have been given. Insecurity comes from believing lies about not knowing or believing your true identity. So when we compare ourselves to others, essentially what we're saying, I don't know or believe who I am, and I don't know or believe who God is. We compare because we are searching for a sense of security outside of ourselves. And that really hit me, like I've been searching for that security in everything around me and the way that I live my life to give myself security. And once again, the Lord saying, I need you to stop. I need you to find your true identity in me. And once I do that, all these other things that you feel are so important are just gonna go away.